USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States recently sent $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine as the country gears up for the second phase of Russia's invasion. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains what's being done to teach Ukrainian forces how to use these weapons.
The United States has commenced training with the Ukrainian armed forces on key systems at U.S. military installations in Germany. Now, these efforts build on the initial artillery training that Ukraine's forces already have received elsewhere, and also includes training on the radar systems and armored vehicles.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's call with the Mexican president was constructive. Psaki adding Biden currently has no plans to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but is open to making the trip in the future. This is USA Radio News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Oklahoma took a step to protect those who can't protect themselves.
The Oklahoma Senate passed a Texas-style bill that protects unborn children from the moment when their heartbeats can be detected at approximately 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Oklahoma House had already passed the bill, which now goes to the desk of Governor Kevin Stitt, the Republican, who is expected to sign the bill into law in the coming days. Like the Texas law, the new legislation would be enforced by civil action. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More than a quarter of a million Ford Explorer SUVs are being recalled because of a drive shaft issue. Officials saying a bolt in the rear axle can fail, which allows the drive shaft to disconnect, causing the vehicle to roll away. There have been around 235 warranty claims due to the problem, but no crashes or injuries have been reported. The vehicles covered are 2020 to 2022 Explorers with various motors, including hybrid setups. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The national average for the price of regular gas is $4.16 a gallon, and many Americans are struggling because of prices like this. This as oil companies posted massive profits again. Chevron just quadrupled its first quarter profit, and Exxon pulled in $5.5 billion during the first quarter, up from $2.7 billion last year. The White House and Democrats like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi believe that corporate greed is the cause for high gas prices. But according to head of petroleum analysis with GasBuddy.com, Patrick DeHaan, not so fast.
Oil is something that we consume to the effect of 20 million barrels a day. So these numbers are, of course, going to sound significant. But look at the profit margin of the oil sector. It's relatively low. And keep in mind, in 2020, the oil sector, just five of the major oil companies lost $76 billion combined. So these numbers sound significant, but the profit margins are not.
That audio courtesy of CNN, the FDA is selecting possible dates to discuss COVID-19 vaccines for kids under five. The administration will mull over Moderna and Pfizer's shots on either June 8th, 21st, or 22nd. Judy Garland's blue Wizard of Oz dress is up for auction next month. The dress will also be on display at Bonham's Auction House in New York City for 6 days starting Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.